In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What kind of music do you like? There's a vast array of forms and modes of music. Most importantly, what kind of music should we use in worship? Today we had several different kinds of mode. The prelude and the hymn we just sang felt different, has a different ambience about it. I think the most important question, though, is what kind of music does God like? One man's poison is another man's, you know how it goes. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Joshua heard the noise and he interpreted it as the noise of battle. Moses, having been told by God what was really going on, said, no, it's not the noise of battle, it's the music of revelry. People celebrating their newfound freedom. People anxious about the absence of God. Well, here we are as a church. We've been liberated from sin, from Satan and death. But where's our leader? Where is he? He doesn't seem to be around. It's taking too long. What is he doing up there anyway? 40 days? 40 years? 400 years? How long will we have to wait? Well, in the meantime, we can drum up our own kind of celebration. We can have our own type of worship service. We can even have some of the right words. God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Yes, we still face the problem that Israel faced. We're tempted to devise things of our own creativity and not heed the Lord's instructions or join in proper worship. We offer our own sacrificial bull all too often. We lapse into forgetting what God has done and noticing where he is present, where he comes to us with his gifts. And to God, that kind of music is truly cacophony. It is not pleasing. When we are frivolous in our worship, when we are hypocritical, when we forget where our Lord is, in the midst of us, wherever two or three are gathered together. What shall our praise be modeled after? Not after the pop culture. No, our praise that God desires is to be holy praise, recognizing his holy presence and his gifts, which he gives to us. Yes, we are to march to the tune of a different drummer. Our beat must be modeled after that of the angels in heaven. Kadosh, 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 Yahweh Elohei Tzabaoth. Now there's angelic rap for you that has substance and a beat that pleases God. Yes, our worship must be truly guided and led by our Savior. Well, our text doesn't offer much positive. It offers much in terms of a negative. Except when you get to Moses. What did Moses do? While he was up on the mountain receiving the instructions for proper worship, Israel cooked up their own kind of worship and appointed Aaron as leader, as the officiant, as the celebrant. At the same time, God was picking Aaron and telling Moses what kind of worship Aaron should lead in. Not in revelry or frivolous prattle, not in piffle, but in the true substance of worship through the forgiveness of sins. Aaron was to provide and supervise the offerings. Not offerings of bull, but offerings of lambs and sheep and birds and so forth, for the forgiveness of sins. Moses also received the tablets, which God himself wrote, on both sides, written plain for all to see. He came down from the mountain, saw what was going on, became very angry, smashed God's word. Yes, smash God's word, the covenant, the words of the covenant. And then he took the bull, burned it, and took the powder and mixed it with water and made the people drink it. Ah, but Moses did intercede. He interceded. And Christ intercedes for us. Christ is not an absent God. He's a very present God. And what does he do? He takes that cup of wrath and drinks it for us. He provides the intercession on our behalf before God, undeserved, totally undeserved on our part. And he gives us a new covenant in his blood. And he bids us to eat and to drink his very body and blood that was shed for us, as he became the sacrificial lamb that has infinite worth. And he leaves us with a testimony. He leaves us with the Holy Scriptures that tell us how to worship, that give us the right words, that put it in the right setting so that we are worshiping God and not ourselves or our sacrifices of our own devising. Yes, Jesus is not apparently with us, but he says and promises to come to us with his grace and blessing in the midst of us, in the waters of baptism, which are refreshing, to keep us alive and rejuvenated in this time between the first deliverance and its consummation. Yes, now where we are here, we as Christians, believers in Christ, worship and praise him with the words that he gives us. And we do so now together with the angels in heaven. And we look forward to the day when all warfare is over and Christ is obvious and apparent as Savior and King. Then truly our song will be a song of victory. Praise be to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.